That is a Friday favorite right here on Palmetto Mornings. And Carrie Underwood, if you're looking for a residency, I know a lot of singers go to Las Vegas. We have got several studios here that you can set up some time, and you'll have a full-length residency here at OTS Media. Just when you come in and you see the wonderful Benita, just say, I'm here to see Lucas McFadden, and I'll take care of you for sure. It is 8:12 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 70 degrees already, reaching a high into the low 90s later today. Patty Mercer has the day off. We're going to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Now, I know I say this to all of our guests, but this next guest is truly one of my favorite people. I know him for a long time. We do F3 together, and we're close friends, but I'm also proud of the work that he does within the solicitor's office, the 16th Circuit Solicitor's Office. Matthew Shelton is his name. He received the National Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor of the Year, the national one. There's only one. And Matt got it, and he's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Lucas. Thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely. All right, so let's kind of frame this up, because the title is very long, and you said leave it up to a bunch of lawyers to give a very long, detailed title.
Absolutely.
But you're very by the book, so we appreciate that. So you're the National Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor of the Year.
Correct.
From what agency?
From what agency?
Or from like what group?
Who awarded it? So that's from the NAPC, okay. The National Association of Prosecutor Coordinators. So they essentially, each state has a prosecution coordination. So every year that the 50 states come together for their conferences and whatnot. And those prosecutor coordinators help the local law enforcement agencies, state level, help with legislation, training, leadership work, that sort of stuff. So the 50 agencies came together and picked my name out of a hat, I suppose.
Well, we know it's more than that, but congratulations for that, for real. I know
you
don't do it for the awards or the pat on the back, but it is nice to be recognized by your peers. Explain to folks, if they're not familiar with your role within the solicitor's office, a little bit about what you do and what led to this award.
Certainly. But first, I need to say that, you know, the credit all goes to law enforcement and to our investigators and support staff. I mean, they make my job easier. It's not an easy job that we do. It's pretty stressful. But, you know, I work in the solicitor's office. There's about 25 of us there. And we handle all the, you know, circuit court level charges at the solicitor's office. We also have a specialized DUI prosecution unit that handles magistrate level DUIs, so first offense DUIs. Mm-hmm. Cases made by Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Office, and Fort Mill Police Department. The cities have their own city prosecutor's office or courts as well. We get all the cases, we have to review them, and then we've got to take them to court and prosecute the ones that we can prove and weed out the bad cases or the ones that we can't prove. So,
well, I've got a stack of letters that folks wrote on your behalf for you to be recognized for this award. I know it's always hard to brag on yourself, but based on what you just described, this does not take place. The phone calls and some of the prosecution does not take place in a normal 8-to-5 workday.
Of course not. No,
you're on call basically all the time, and that's what a lot of these letters said. That in the middle of the night, on sometimes holidays and weekends, they pick up the phone and call you to walk them through what a law enforcement officer needs to do in a situation?
So our laws in South Carolina are fairly complicated, especially when it deals with DUI or driving under the influence enforcement. There's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of procedural requirements that law enforcement must meet. So anytime there's a major collision, you know, somebody seriously injured or killed, law enforcement, it reaches out to me and my investigator, Martha Parrish, within minutes a lot of times, just to make sure they're not stepping into a trap, so to speak, that they're checking all the boxes and following the procedures. We also have the Regional Trauma Center here is in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. So if someone's seriously injured, a lot of times they have to be taken to Charlotte. So we're dealing with jurisdictional issues where our state law enforcement has to go across the state line into Charlotte sometimes to get search warrants and things like that as part of their investigation. So it gets real tricky. So, I mean, it's job security in that regard for sure.
I bet so. So not only do you have to be available morning, noon, and night, holidays, weekends, and everything else in between, you have to be knowledgeable not only about the state of South Carolina, but because where we're located, the state of North Carolina.
Thankfully, we have a good partnership with North Carolina law enforcement.
Great.
And so they, you know, a lot of this stuff is done on the front end. We coordinate with them. We have kind of standard operating procedures that, you know, you go to plan B type of thing, you know. And so a lot of the groundwork's already laid. But I mean, yeah, you've seen it. We've been hanging out at the pool on a Sunday, and I get a call. And, you know, when I get a call like that, I know it's not good. So
Matthew Shelton, we're speaking with him. He is a solicitor within the 16th Circuit Solicitor. He was named the National Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor of the Year. Matthew, briefly tell us real quick how you got interested in this line of work, because you're not from South Carolina.
Right. I'm from Southeast Missouri. I moved out to South Carolina for environmental law emphasis at USC. Ended up taking a job out of law school. Solicitor Pope hired me, and I fell in love with the area, with the field. I actually met my wife in the solicitor's office. That was about 15 years ago. So Kevin Brackett, who's our solicitor now, has been my boss for the majority of my career. But he put me in charge of the DUI, the first offense magistrate DUI cases back in 07. And so then we had to kind of deal with an incredible backlog and then create a new system to deal with cases more efficiently. So we had 1,200 cases backed up for trial when I took over in 07, and we've whittled that down to roughly 400 pending, 500 pending currently. So.
Wow. Nice job. Well, that's why you're the National Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor of the Year. Congratulations. So you go in July?
That's right.
To receive the honor?
Yeah, it's in Norfolk, Virginia. My wife and I will fly up there for a quick up and down. So.
Well, we are very proud of you to represent not only our area here, the 16th Circuit Solicitor's Office, but also the state of South Carolina as a national recipient of this award. A lot of hard work goes into it. Again, it sounds like you don't do it for the accolades. It's nice, but it's definitely trying to, you know, just make sure we all live a healthy and safe life. And we certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Matthew Shelton's his name again, a solicitor within the 16th Circuit Solicitor's Office.